Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Donald Trump has been compared to King Henry VIII by British actor Damian Lewis. RadarOnline.com can reveal the Homeland star, 53, claimed the Tudor king, famous for having six wives, two of which were executed, shares many similarities with the president-elect, especially in regards to grabbing more power. Lewis plays Henry VIII in a new BBC series on UK television called Wolf Hall and said the monarch became ever more paranoid, worried, disillusioned by the people around him. He added Henry VIII's reformation of Parliament in 1529, which gave him more control over the nation, meant every whim of his, every impulse was legitimized through the legislative power of Parliament. Lewis, 53, said this meant he could essentially do what he wanted to do. He added, "I don't know if that reminds you of anyone currently out there in the political forum. But we've seen what's happened to the Supreme Court in America." Although he didn't specifically name the president-elect, experts say Trump, 78, has helped shape the court by putting three of his appointees in it. John Collins, a professor at George Washington University Law School, said, "Trump remade the federal judiciary in his first term. Now he has the opportunity to cement that vision for an entire generation." Meanwhile, RadarOnline.com revealed last weekend Trump's upcoming administration is gearing up for targeted operations to deport illegal migrants starting from day one of his second presidency. He plans to deport around 20 million undocumented individuals from the U.S. and close the border to Mexico. Tom Homan, the former head of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, during Trump's first term, claimed no undocumented migrant would be exempt from potential deportation. He outlined the focus on deporting the worst of the worst offenders and tightening border security through measures like shutting down the U.S. southern border, wall construction, and restarting the Remain in Mexico program. Homan said, "People say, well, it sounds awful cruel, you want to remove millions. Let me say this. You have a historic illegal immigration crisis where you have numbers we've never seen before, in the millions and millions, of illegal aliens released in this country, and, we know the vast majority will not get asylum, so they don't qualify." The former head of ICE proposed using the U.S. military to aid in transportation, infrastructure building, and facilitating deportations. While the military wouldn't have arrest powers, they could assist in holding facilities and logistics to support the rising number of deportees. Trump has openly spoken about immigrants poisoning the blood of the country and has floated the idea of invoking the Alien Enemies Act, an over 200-year-old law which allows the president to deport non-citizens who come from a country the U.S. is at war with. Have a tip? Send it to us. Email radaronline.com at tips@radaronline.com.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.